So, what is Prabhupada saying here? Who knows? Yes. What's the basic principle that is being explained? In other words, it's up to you. You have a choice. And what is the basis of that? There are many things, but what's the basic principle of that choice? Who knows? Ladies? Desire, right. Your desire determines pretty much what you do. Now, we have what? We already have what? What is called what? What do we have that's already there? We have free will. But what else do we have that, along with that free will, that makes it hard? Well, we got those, yeah. No, that makes it hard to actually desire the right thing. Attachment, conditioning. We have material desire, which is attachment or conditioning, same thing. So it seems like it's so easy the way Prabhupada makes it explain. You can stay here or you can go back. Right? That easy. Gee, wow. It's just a matter of just walking through the right door, right? So easy. But then again, where's the difficulty? Is that we're already moving in a certain direction. But we want to change directions. It's like if you're driving in a car and you want to make a turn. You go, say you're going 50 kilometers an hour and you want to make a sharp turn. What do you have to do? You have to slow down, yeah. That means you have to slow down what? The speed. And what is the slow down the speed? What is... Yeah, you have to kind of stop the way you're going. You have to slow down in that direction if you want to make the turn, right? Because if you're going in that set direction and you want to make this direction, you can't go in two directions, you know. That's called crashing. So you have to slow down. One has to kind of slow down the motion that we're going in order to, what we say, change directions. Because the force of our material desire is pushing us in these directions. And that's what's called conditional life. Condition means when we think and act and react in a certain way. That's already what we say programmed. So to recondition is really what this verse is all about. Because we can make a choice, and that choice we have to make. Because without making the choice, what doesn't happen? Simple question. If you don't make the right choice, what doesn't happen? You can't do it. You have to make the choice. And what is the nature of that choice or that desire? It has to be what? If you're going fast and the sharp turn is coming up, what do you got to do? You got to slow down, but you kind of like, you can't like, oh yeah, here comes the turn. No, you really got to get into it. Because in other words, you have to have strong desire. To recondition our direction in material life to our spiritual life, you have to have what is called dhritavrata, fixed determination. It's not easy, because we're pushed. And not only are we pushed in that direction, but what else? People are pushing us in the same direction. Family, friends, society, and people in general are pushing. So it's not like your desire is not being, your previous desire is being refortified practically every minute. Really tough, you know. So then sometimes we wonder why Krishna consciousness is so hard. It's not. It's really easy. It's the conditioning. But what makes that conditioning is that one becomes determined. So determination is a feature of what we say success. Utsaha nishchaya darya tat tat karma pravartana. Utsahan means enthusiasm. Okay, we're enthusiastic about the goal. Yeah, we want that. We want to go back home, back to Godhead, right? Does anybody want to stay here? I mean, it's not a bad place, but... anybody want to stay in London? I mean, in Bhaktivedanta Manor? I mean, it's not so bad. Nobody. Everyone wants to go home. Where do you want to go? Soho? No. Want to go back home, back to Godhead, right? That's what we want to do. Yeah? That's the goal. Maybe some of us don't. But if we don't, then you're in the wrong movement. I mean, you can stay in the movement. You'll get to Swarga Loka. Prabhupada said, many of my disciples will reach Swarga Loka. What is Swarga Loka? The heavenly planets. Oh my God, isn't that wonderful? Go to the heavenly planets, you live for a long, long life, have all kinds of soma rasa to drink, beautiful girls, wow, so many of them, beautiful men, whoo, so many of them, and everything is so nice, but the only problem is you gotta die and then your pious activities runs out at a certain point, and you have to come back to another plane of existence, which is a lot lower. And then the illusion of happiness that's created by material sense enjoyment is just so strong that one starts to think, what is the need for Krishna consciousness? This is not so bad. I got my nice car, I got my beautiful friends and relatives, I have some wealth, I have facility. Not bad at all. This other stuff, sitting on the floor eating khichdi, freezing, that's for people who don't really understand the goal of life. No, actually, people think, why work so hard to become Krishna conscious? And when we can get, you can chant some Hare Krishnas and, give a few donations here, do a little service once in a while. I pay my obeisances. I'm a nice devotee. If I don't make it next this life, that's all right. The scriptures say, suchinam sammatam gehe. Yoga, Brashta, Pradayata, I can just go back next life. Or maybe the life after that. It's not so bad. Might as well stay here and see what this material world is about. There's a lot of places I haven't visited yet. we don't think like that, but subtly we do. Not grossly. We're still thinking it's not so bad, this material world. Therefore, Prabhupada said, if you don't make it this life, then there's no guarantee you'll make it next life. Because he says, whatever's holding you back this life will also be there as an obstacle in the next life. It's always there. It doesn't go away. Because you change bodies, you get new kinds of obstacles. The obstacles change their forms, but the same obstacle is there. Whatever it is, attachment to whatever kind of sense gratification, or attachment to position, power, false prestige, material comforts, if we're attached to being comfortable. This body, you can't make it comfortable. You can keep it warm, give it some food, keep it healthy, that's all. But it just unexpectedly, or what we say, surreptitiously, something goes wrong, right? Gets old, starts to break down, disease happens, you get sick, somebody steps on your toe. It's a rough life. you just can't make it perfect. So, therefore, any compromise with the principle of pure devotional service is really cheating yourself. If we really want a better situation anywhere in material life, we're just cheating ourselves, really. It's like we've been handed $1 million or £1 million, and you just spend like £1 of it. That's all. And the rest you just keep in the bank. It's useless. Because the bank uses it, and you don't get it. So, therefore, Prabhupada said, you know, very few, he writes in the first canto, very few living entities want to go home back to Godhead. Most people come to Krishna consciousness to make a better material situation. But you can't do it. You can actually do it, but you'll cheat yourself. Therefore, one has to be very determined for the goal. Because Krishna knows exactly what is our desire. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. That's our birthright. That is the nature of the soul's, what we say, success in life. Only the soul can only be fully satisfied when it again achieves the association of Krishna. Nothing less. Gopakumara from the, what is it, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. How many have read that story of Gopakumara? Beautiful story. One, two, any ladies? Yes. Amazing story. He had an opportunity to meet Krishna in so many realms of existence, on this plane and the higher realms and between the spiritual and material. He met Lord Shiva directly. He even was in Vaikuntha and saw Narayan. Still, his heart was not completely satisfied because he was a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. And until he achieved that perfection of being situated in his eternal ras with Krishna in that loving relationship, although he met Krishna in so many different realms of existence, he still wasn't fully satisfied. There was something missing. Now that's powerful. Although Krishna was there in different forms, and Krishna was reciprocating how Gopakumara was offering. I mean, Gopakumara was very, very devotional in all of them. But until he actually came to go back to the spiritual world and play his role as a cowherd boy, his name was Sarupa. That was Sarupa, wasn't it? Sarupa in the spiritual world. You see the beautiful picture, it's in the Soho temple. When you go into the lobby there, Krishna's greeting Sarupa and they're embracing. It says that when you go back to Godhead, there's a big, every time a soul comes back to the spiritual world, there's a great festival. And Krishna personally greets the person with loving embrace. Welcome back. Where have you been? Krishna's more happy to have us back. So, even if we don't really want to go back home, don't disappoint Krishna because he really wants you to come back. That's a reason to go back to Godhead, just to make Krishna satisfied. So, ultimately, whatever we do for this body should be done only in the spirit of devotion to maintain it, that's all. Not to somehow or other try to find happiness through the body and senses. Grihastha life is somewhat of a concession to allow one to facilitate some needs, emotional, spiritual needs within a certain context. But it's not a license for sense gratification. It's not an opportunity to do less in one's spiritual life. Every ashram is meant to cultivate what we say pure devotional service. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai. So, therefore, we're in the best position. Whatever situation you are in your best position. And there's one beautiful prayer. I can't remember who made it, but it's made to Lord Ramachandra. And it says, you say, "My dear Lord, from now on, I only want you. I only want, please bring me back to your loving devotional service in the spiritual world. That's all I want." And Vibhisha? Oh, Vibhishan. Yeah, Vibhishan made that. You make that prayer and it says that the Lord will do everything to facilitate the success of that prayer. He will bring you back. If you sincerely say once, it says just once, you make this prayer, My dear Lord, only I only want you. That's all. Nothing else. And Krishna, Ram will do whatever is required to bring you to that stage. Sincerely make that prayer. And then as you go through your life in devotional service, you always see Krishna's hand in everything, bringing us somehow back to his loving devotional service. That's the process of bhakti. Material bodies, we get them life after life. Sometimes people are so much in distress in life, and they think, if I just get rid of my body, I'll be in a better situation, right? Some people commit suicide or do something. But the scriptures say no one can stop getting bodies. It's not like a body is so wonderful. You get it no matter what. You can't stop getting it. As long as you have a desire to enjoy anything in this world, a body is provided to facilitate that desire. That's all. So bodies are not so great. They're just opportunities. The human form of body is special because it's an opportunity to get out. That's why the human form of body is glorified throughout the scriptures as being a good birth, because that good birth allows one to stop taking births. It doesn't allow you to enjoy the facilities of a good birth, that's all. So, therefore, bodies come life after life after life. So what Prabhupada is saying here is just make your desire pure. And Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two kinds of pure devotees. One who becomes purified through the process of devotional service. They purify their heart through chanting, through following the process. They've reached pure devotion. And there's another kind. The other kind is that pure desire. Again, I only want you, Krishna. That's all. Pure desire. When pure desire is just as good as one who is a pure devotee, because pure desire will eventually bring one to the stage of pure devotion. So keep that desire and don't let it become... That desire is really our precious jewel in life. To purify our desire to want only loving devotional service to Krishna. And that, as the scriptures say, cannot be compared. If you multiply the happiness that is achieved by Brahmanda, that means, what is Brahmanda? When a Brahma Bhuta Prasannama Nasoshati Nakankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Lavate Brahma. One who's on the Brahman platform, they don't hanker, they don't lament, they're equal to all living beings, and they're fully situated in their, what we say, free from all material attachments. Now, the happiness that comes on that stage, if you multiply it, it says a billion times, you get one drop of happiness that is available in pure devotional service. That's from Nectar of Devotion, the first chapter, actually. The Brahmachari's been studying that chapter, right? That chapter. It explains that you multiply, right? How many times? Billion? Is it million? Billion. Yeah, times one, just the happiness that comes from self-realization on the Brahman platform cannot be compared to one happiness, even a drop in devotional service. That's the nature of the soul's relationship with God. As soon as we come in contact with God in a pure way, immediately that experience is there. So one cannot compare that to anything. So don't cheat yourself and try to find some kind of temporary situation in this material world. There's nothing. There's nothing that can last anyway. No one can be happy with something that you're going to lose anyway, right? If you're going to lose something, and you know, why work so hard for something you're going to lose? Doesn't make sense. Work hard for something that you're going to keep eternally and forever. There's temporary values in other things, but their temporary values just help us come to what we say practiced pure devotional service. That's all. So we don't have to work hard for those things, the basic things to keep the body and the mind together, even the household together. It's not that we have to spend all our time simply maintaining the household. I mean, it's a job with children and wife and husband, so many things. But if that becomes the goal, then we're actually cheating ourselves. We have to take sufficient time to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and purify the hearts. That's fast. Just one ecstatic kirtan, you can achieve so much purification in one kirtan when you're dancing and chanting. It's so powerful, kirtan. How much contamination is destroyed in one kirtan? Unlimited. We even experience Brahman in kirtan, right? We're so joyful. What is that joyfulness? That's the nature of the soul when it comes in contact with Krishna. And joy is the first stage of ecstasy. Ecstasy is our birthright. So, this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. To bring us to that stage of teaching us that anything less really is not desirable. Therefore, Prasad Prabhupada says, Bhagavatam is the best because it kicks out anything less than pure devotional service. Dharma projito kaidavo. Anything less is not about Bhagavatam. Okay, any questions, comments?